This is episode 405 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing? Alex Pardo here, and I want to thank you for taking the time to hop on the Flip Empire Show here. You know, a lot going on here. It's about a month since this whole coronavirus COVID-19 thing kind of hit the fan. It's been about a month, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, it's taken a little bit to adjust and adapt. But you want to know what? As I was thinking about this, you know, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, that's what we do. You know, it's in times of crisis, it's in times of uncertainty, it's in times of adversity that you get to show what you're made of. And this is when leaders step up. This is when leaders shine. That's not to say that there's not fear inside of you. You might even be experiencing a little bit of doubt. But you know, a good friend of mine has been saying, you know, you got to put a fence up around your brain, your head, protect it from any negativity, protect it. Make sure that you have the right inner circle, that you're plugged into the right group. And that's part of the reason, you know, I wanted to share one of the ways that we celebrated episode 400 here on the podcast was giving you behind the scenes, you know, access to a private Ascend mastermind members only call that we did about a week after, you know, COVID-19 broke out and kind of flipped our lives upside down. So make sure that you guys check that out. You can always go, make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts and some of the others, flipempire.com/podcast. You can automatically subscribe. But check out episode 400. And then the last episode we did with Rob Swanson, somebody I highly respect. I've learned a ton from throughout the years. He's been through the market cycle. He's positioned himself and his business. Make sure you plug into that. You know, one of the things I'm seeing here as far as our real estate business, we had our quarterly meeting last week. And one of the things we discussed was shifting our business model. You know, we've added a few other markets where we're going to start doing virtual wholesaling. And matter of fact, a really good friend of mine, Chris Chico, any day now, I should be interviewing him on a Facebook Live, the godfather of virtual wholesaling, you know. But we have shifted our focus to not just looking in our backyard here in Miami, but looking at some other, you know, what Rob calls, if you heard that podcast, price stable markets. And then the other point of emphasis in our business and our team has been on the disposition side. We created a private Facebook group for anybody, but it's specifically for people that are interested or are doing deals actively. It's called South Florida Smart Real Estate Investors and Wholesalers. If you want to look that up on Facebook, shoot me an invite. It's not a place to spam or to post, you know, anything you have for sale, affiliate links or self-promotion, nothing like that. It's a place where we're helping each other out. Matter of fact, within 48 hours of that group getting started a couple weeks ago, two guys locally in our market connected on a joint venture deal. Speaking of, that's another focus of ours is strategic partnerships, strategic alliances, joint ventures, collaboration. My friends, now is the time more than ever that, number one, you should not try to go at this alone. Don't be a lone wolf, a lone ranger, which is why I'm such a huge fan and advocate of plugging into the right group, the right community, the right mastermind. And that's what Steve and I feel we have created with Ascend. Our members are thriving, and that doesn't mean that there's no challenges. We address those challenges on our weekly calls. Every single week, we're addressing challenges and we're addressing how we're overcoming those things. We're sharing what's working, what's not working. But don't go at this alone. And really, my main point was look at people in your market as collaborative partners, not as competition. All right. Have that abundance mindset. Okay. Look at people and figure out how can you do more together. A good friend of mine, Tim Bratz, you know, when I had him on episode, I don't know, a couple years ago, you know, he said something that always stuck with me. He said, 50% of a watermelon is better than 100% of a grape. Okay. 50% of a watermelon is better than 100% of a grape. So think about that. Think about where you can strategically add value to other people and maybe where you're not as strong that they can add value. We just did this. A good friend of mine and I did a joint venture marketing campaign where he's really, really good at Facebook marketing and pay-per-click. And that's not a marketing channel that we're currently doing. And so we worked out a certain percentage, you know, he pays for the marketing, he drives the leads. And then we take it from there and we have a particular split on that. So get creative. Think about ways that you can do deals. Another friend of mine talked about he'll even partner with sellers. If he's having a hard time coming to an agreement with the seller, one of the things he'll do is he will partner with the seller. So he'll give the seller their asking price. He'll make sure, obviously, he feels he can move it, and then he'll split his profit with the seller. So in this kind of market, you got to get creative. Think outside the box. Don't be stuck to the typical ways of doing deals. Be open to more strategic partnerships. Focus on the disposition side of the business, because acquiring deals is increasingly, since we've shifted from a seller's market to a buyer's market, acquiring deals is a little bit easier now, but selling them is a little bit more of a challenge. So I've talked about this on a few of the past episodes. Make sure you're connected to your existing cash buyers. Make sure you get a pulse on how they're seeing the market, how they're operating, how they're moving forward, and then connect. There's also the opposite. People out there that are not waiting on the sidelines, but people out there that are aggressively looking to purchase property. So look, you might be in quarantine depending on where you're at right now. Stay positive, stay focused, keep it moving forward, okay? Keep it moving forward. Plug into this podcast. Make sure you're plugged into the right community. If you want an opportunity to connect with Steve and I regarding Ascend, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com. It may or may not be the right fit, but the point is you got to find the right group. You got to find the right community, the right people that are going to uplift you and get you through this, not just so that you and your business can survive, but you got to be thinking, how do you thrive in this point, okay? So I got to run, my friends, but I really, really appreciate you. Have an awesome day, and I will connect with you on the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.